and head to Mike Cosby with a check on sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
Good.
Well, that's good to know that someone's good this morning.
Hell yeah. We got a day off from school yesterday, and it didn't even snow.
Well, Pat hit it right on the head. We got 3 to 6 inches of snow yesterday, but then in the afternoon it started snowing, and it snowed lightly into late last night where we picked up another, like, inch and a half. But, Mike, this morning at my house, and my house in North, for we had a down, just we had got an inch of snow in like 35 minutes. We had one of those snow squalls.
Mm-hmm.
I could, 10 minutes south of where I live, nothing, nada.
We had snow in the morning, made it look bad out. By the afternoon, it was all totally gone.
Well, it's like I said, at my house, it looked like Armageddon this morning with a localized snow squall, and it was and like I said, by the time I got to Sharon, absolutely nothing, absolutely nothing.
Goes.
All right, so now let's head over and see if we can check sports here this morning on the Breakfast Club. And oh, let's see, where do you want to start? Where do you want to start, huh?
The Minnesota Vikings. I think they've got frostbite brain.
Yeah, I was gonna. I've got that right in the lead. Kirk Cousins.
$84 million for 3 years.
Huh?
Are you nuts?
Huh?
How well has he played down in Washington? When you look at the big numbers for this guy, touchdowns, completions, and yards, he's 7th, 8th, and 9th in the league on that. But now he's the highest paid player in the league. Talk about a mistake.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's
pretty
amazing.
Talk about a mistake. There you go. We'll see what happens. Time will tell, right?
And they had two other good quarterbacks.
Yeah, they got rid of them. So we knew yesterday that something was going to happen. We were saying, watch if he doesn't go there. But he went there. They got what they want. They grossly overpaid. Let's see if the team that's never won a Super Bowl can win a Super Bowl.
I don't know. I just
my best no.
Yeah, he's too streaky. I mean, there's sometimes he
looks streaky. He's not good.
There's sometimes he looks really great, but then there's other times he looks like the worst quarterback in the world.
How many games has the Redskins won in the playoffs since he's been a quarterback?
Yeah, none.
Yeah, well, there you go.
All right.
A leopard is a leopard. It's not a cheetah.
Hey, Tim Tebow is back down to the minors.
Yeah, well, you know, he's not a professional ball player. He's 30 years old. He's got a bum ankle. He's like 1 for 31 in spring training. There's no big surprise there. He should be. But with the way the Mets play, I don't know. Maybe he should be on a major league club. I watched the Mets play last night against what will be their major competition with the Nationals. I don't know if the Mets have a pitcher on the team that belongs in the major leagues from what I've seen so far. Wheeler. Wheeler's the guy that just got $17 million for 2 years, isn't he? Oh, he's probably the most expensive batting practice pitcher in baseball. 3 innings yesterday, 7 hits, 5 runs, all earned, and he got hit harder than a pinata at a Mexican Sweet 16 party.
That hard, huh?
Oh, everything they hit off him was like a highlight film. He just got whacked all over the lot. So here's a guy that the Mets just paid $17 million for 2 years because of arbitration. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. Like I said, I was home yesterday. The Yankees were on, so I was watching some sunshine baseball from Florida where it was a little chilly. And remember what I said about don't worry about the scores, worry about what's going on. Brett Gardner, 0 for 3. Aaron Judge, 0 for 3 with 2 strikeouts. Stanton, 0 for 3 with 2 strikeouts. Sanchez, 0 for 3 with a strikeout. Gregorius, he was 1 for 3. Aaron Hicks, 1 for 3. Not good. Like I said, you're coming up against the Tigers yesterday. They're expected to do nothing. The pitchers that pitched yesterday were all ho-hums. And look, to me, Judge and Stanton looked like they were in midseason form with the whiffs they were performing with. It's a little cause for concern. They were interviewing the manager for about 10, 15 minutes on TV, and, you know, he doesn't have a care in the world. Everything is great. I don't see it. I don't see it. You know, I think Aaron Judge and Stanton are going to go 0 for 3 with 2 strikeouts more than this year than they're going to go with back-to-back home runs. We'll see how it pans out. But, you know, Judge is coming into his second year, second time going around. We'll see how he does. Stanton, like I said yesterday, they're already putting the built-in excuses for him that he played inside for 81 games. We'll see what happens. But from what I saw yesterday with the Yankees, all of the starters except for Gregorius looks like they need a little extra batting practice today.
All right. NCAA, how about the Bruins? They lost. UCLA.
It was a joke. Yeah, but you know what? These play-in games, these guys shouldn't even be in the tournament. This is just more TV money. And speaking of TV, I couldn't even find the channel these games were on last night, so I didn't even bother watching it. The UCLA got beat by St. Bonaventure. What was the other play-in game? LIU against who? I mean, these games are pretty irrelevant. These teams have as much shot at winning the NCAA tournament as me and you do, and we're not even in it.
Notre Dame beat...
Notre Dame didn't play yesterday. Notre Dame didn't make the tournament. Notre Dame's
they're in the
NIT.
They're in the NIT, that's right. That's exactly right.
The other was LIU against someone. I don't even know who they played.
Yeah. Well, so those are the play-in games, but anyways.
Yeah, play-in to go home.
Yeah.
I mean, they make a big deal about it. I mean, it doesn't... UCLA, same... But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They have as good a chance to win a tournament as somebody in the NIT.
Right.
And they're in the wrong tournament. They can't win it.
Now, where else do we want to go in the next minute and a half, 2 minutes in sports?
LeBron James. He says he's like a fine wine, but I think the media misspelled the wine. It should be whine. Because that's all that guy does when they lose. It's not his fault. It's somebody else's. And one more thing. How bad must Teddy Bridgewater be?
Pretty bad. Why?
He's on the Jets.
Oh, no, come on.
Yeah. The Jets signed Teddy, they will sign Teddy Bridgewater today. So that just tells you about the playing condition of Teddy Bridgewater.
Well,
that he could have gone just about anywhere because he was free, and the team that picked him up was the Jets.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Not so good. The Packers cut Jordy Nelson. He's hurt a lot. He's a good receiver, and they picked up Graham from Seattle, who was real good down in New Orleans when he had a legitimate quarterback with Drew Brees throwing traditional passes to him, and now he's going back to Green Bay where he has a traditional quarterback. I think that was a pretty good pickup for the Packers.
Geez, Jordy Nelson. I like Jordy Nelson.
Hurt a lot. Yeah. 33 years old. He's at the end of his road. Even Amendola got cut by the Packers. He's supposed to be going to Miami, not by the Packers, by the Patriots. And you can't question anything that the Patriots do as far as letting talent go, because when they let them go, they're pretty much run out of time.